Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your spirit that moves to and fro across the earth to see whose hearts are right so as to bring them to Jesus, bring them to follow Jesus. As our readings this morning, as we see, we're there to follow Jesus. That's what it's all about, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for that great reality, Lord. The Sadducees, they didn't see the beautiful things that are available in the kingdom, in Jesus, in obedience, in abiding. And the Pharisees, they saw it, but that was there, pie in the sky, far away, not a reality that's available. But thank you, Lord, in Jesus, everything is real. Everything is a reality now to partake of and abide in. So we thank you for this word, Father God, to encourage the righteousness that we find in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 5, verse 27 to 32. Afterward, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the kiosk for collecting taxes. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Levi got up and left everything behind and followed him. Then Levi threw a great banquet for Jesus in his home. A large number of tax collectors and others sat down to eat with them. The Pharisees and the legal experts grumbled against his disciples. They said, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered, "Healthy people don't need a doctor, but sick people do. I didn't come to call righteous people, but sinners to change their hearts and lives."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So yeah, first of all, we can just see we're there to follow Jesus. And just like Matthew, when we follow Jesus, we leave everything. Old things are passed away. Behold, all is new. And we stay following Jesus, looking to Jesus, so that where he is, there we can be also. And then, very important here in this passage, Jesus says he hasn't come for the self-righteous, but for the unrighteous. But the beautiful thing is he then died, and he died for all, that no one lives for themselves any longer. The love of God constrains us. This is a message. No one lives for themselves, but lives for him who died for them and now lives for them. That's the gospel. And so, it's like the prodigal son, we come to the Father. And the sad thing is that still today, the prodigals, the sinners, the unrighteous that realize they need a savior, they come and then they can sometimes fall in with the older brother. And then we see the older brother there in the narrative, the passage of the prodigal son. He didn't know the father like he should. So he's a bit like the Pharisees, maybe thinking it's just going to be one day. And then he's also a bit like the Sadducees that didn't see the goodness and the provision and the beauty that was available in the Father, in Jesus. So it's so important to follow Jesus. And the problem with the Sadducees and the Pharisees is they didn't enter into the kingdom, and therefore they didn't encourage others to enter into the kingdom. So, brothers and sisters, this is the big thing. It's not about how good we are or even how bad we are, because Jesus has paid for the good and for the bad, for the self-righteous and the unrighteous. And it's now about the righteousness of God. And that is a unique righteousness. That is what we were predestined to have in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the earth. But now the Father is blessed, the Holy Spirit is blessed, the whole heaven is blessed, because in Jesus it's been made available. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing according to the predestined righteousness. So the self-righteous and the unrighteous, they must be crucified with Jesus. And that's why to be crucified with Jesus, you're born again and you enter into the kingdom. And then you can start partaking of the fellowship of the Father and Son through the power of the Holy Spirit and become everything God made you to be. You were made for a time such as this, That's your name written in heaven. That's your inheritance. That's your righteousness, God's unique purpose for your life. So we can see so beautiful. That's why Galatians 2:20 says, I died with Christ. I was crucified with Christ. So I no longer live, but Christ lives. And the life that I now live by faith, it's the faith of God. It's the faith of Jesus. Amen. So I can partake of everything that Jesus has made available for me because he's given himself for me. I'm now co-heirs together with Jesus, and I'm now working together with Jesus. So in conclusion, we can see Colossians, in times past, we were alienated, self-righteous and unrighteous, but now we are not alienated anymore. Now we've been reconciled, amen, through dying together with Jesus and to now be holy and blameless, irreproachable. Amen. That's perfect, guys. Amen. That's back into the perfection of what God had in mind from you from the beginning. And so that you can now grow and stay and abide. So it's about abiding. Amen. It's not visiting every now and again. It's abiding. It's looking to the head and growing. It's tapping into the vine and bearing much fruit. And how do we do that? We continue in the faith of Christ, grounded and steadfast and always holding fast to this expectation. What's the expectation? Morning by morning, he wakens your ear. Every day there is sufficient for the day. So you're able to bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. So arise and shine. The goodness of God is available in Christ Jesus. Because he has blessed you with every spiritual blessing. Everything that we lost in Adam is now restored in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.